Are you one of the frightened? Do you believe a dead person's property becomes invested with the very spirit of that person? Haven't you had the feeling sometimes that you were wearing another person's clothes, even though you've just bought them brand new in some shop? Step into my store for a minute. I want to tell you about Dolores Martinez and a dress that she wore to the big wedding on Rivington Street. Dolores was about your size, my dear. Small and shapely, with lovely features. She was only 19 at the time of our story. It was the day of the wedding party to which she and all of the neighborhood had been invited. But Dolores was not happy. Her little brother Juan had got into a gang fight on the way back from the cleaners with Dolores' one and only party dress, and it was ruined. Now, Dolores was as kind and understanding as she was sweet, yet when she saw the dress, she couldn't hold back the tears. The wonderful party. How could she hope to attend it now that her beautiful gown was in shreds? But Mama Martinez was determined that her daughter would not suffer a disappointment. She would go to the party, and she would be the best-dressed young lady there. With all the zeal and effort of a loving mother, Mama Martinez gathered together the last few dollars in the house, snatched up her shawl and hurried forth into the streets. But it was late, and many stores were closed. But the old lady was dauntless. Soon her tireless feet led her to a dimly lit clothing store somewhere on the east side. Mama Martinez rushed in. There was a funny little man on the other side of the counter. He smiled at her in greeting, but his face was yellow with age, and a lone tooth in his mouth glinted with the light of the overhead bulb. Mama Martinez poured out her needs, and the old man rubbed his hands. $10, he cackled. I have just the dress, a real steal. And he brought out a lovely pink organdy dress, folded gently over his arms. Yes, yes, a stitch here, a stitch there, and it would be perfect for Dolores. For hours, Dolores stood patiently while Mama Martinez's skilled old fingers wrought their magic in the dress. The party was only minutes away now, but at last, Dolores stood attired, ready for the party. Small, imperial, elegant. She would easily be the belle of the ball. The dress did feel a little tight, but she was properly dressed now, and she was going to her party. That was all that mattered. And what a party it was. Every boy in the neighborhood wanted to dance with Dolores, and did. And she whirled around the room with the arm of first one swaying and then another. She did suffer some discomfort from the tightness of the dress, but Mama's sewing was firm and the dress held. Only the girl inside the dress slowly began to come apart. First a feeling of being confined, then, somewhere in the middle of a lively polka, Dolores suddenly felt her throat constrict. Her hands were clammy and moist. She pushed away from her partner, her fingers flying to her face, and then, as the music and the dancing reached a fever pitch, the lovely girl in the organdy dress pitched forward on her face. She was dead before anyone could reach her. The dress? The old storekeeper had done a terrible thing, selling a dress that some other poor girl had been buried in. Oh, there are explanations, of course. The formaldehyde seeping into the dress from a dead body, the heat of the dancing, Dolores' poor circulation, but what do you think? They say the clothes make the man. I rather think that clothes make the corpse. But come, step into my shop. I have a pretty pink dress just your size, my dear. Would you like to try it on?